Honestly,
you can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
Now, we've started the podcast. Don's on the phone as we speak. I think we've started the podcast. Music didn't sound very loud then. I don't know what happened then.
That's right.
Maxine Nightingale. Anyhow, I think we're recording.
Yeah, that's right.
Don, get off the phone. We've started the podcast. Don's been on the phone for 5 minutes.
Talking. Apparently, we've started the podcast. So I better go, Kevin.
Yep.
See ya. Bye.
Oh, fair dinkum.
Well, you're $1,000 richer.
No, don't say that.
You are. You backed gold tip yesterday. And that was my...
Just one second, Don. When I played the music, it didn't sound very loud. Do you think why didn't it sound very loud? Usually it sounds loud.
Oh, I don't know. Are we recording?
Oh, well, it says we are. Anyhow, Don, congratulations.
No, to you.
No, not to me.
Yeah, you're $1,000 richer.
No, don't say that, Don. I don't know what I know. I did back
gold tip.
So what? Who cares? Now, Don.
Well, I think that's very, very good because I looked at it and I couldn't pick a winner out of that.
Oh, well, you reckon I knew about it. Now, Don, congratulations.
Why?
Because you are, I am, we're the new sponsors of the Australian netball side.
The netball. I thought you'd done something.
The diamonds.
I thought you'd put me into something.
The diamond. We are. We're all in it. Victorians are in it because the state government has taken up the slack of Gina Rinehart pulling out of sponsoring Netball Australia's diamonds. And the government on our behalf have taken up the sponsorship. Aren't we lucky?
Well, surely the players would be up in arms about how we were treated last year through COVID.
And surely the players, surely they're not all from Victoria, because I presume it's a fillip for Victoria, you know, come and live in Victoria or come and holiday here in Victoria. What about the people who are not from Victoria? Where is their morals and ethics? Why would they be advertising Victoria on their jerseys if they can't advertise Hancock Industries or Hancock Mining or whatever they're called?
So you're saying they're not being faithful to their state?
If they're going to have Victoria emblazoned across their jerseys and they're going to be representing Victoria, where is the bit hypocritical, isn't it?
Oh, no, that'll promote tourism. I mean, they play in New Zealand.
Victoria will.
Oh, yeah, they play in New Zealand and England.
Yeah, Don. You're not missing what I said. What about the netballers who are not from Victoria? Why would they be promoting Victoria? Why wouldn't they be promoting their own state? Their own states might say, you're being treacherous.
But hang on, they've got a choice. They don't have to wear...
They do.
No, after that the Hancock thing, I think there might be a little bit of compassion from Netball Australia and those who... live in Queensland, New South Wales, patriotic to their state, they don't have to wear the Victorian logo.
Oh, you're joking.
Why not?
You've made that up, have you?
No.
You're saying that they have a jersey that the Victorian players, if they wish, have Victoria, come and live in Victoria and the whatever it's called. What are we called? The
Better living or something.
Oh, place to be. I'm just looking at one of the number
plates.
We've
slipped down to about 10th place. We used to be up the top in the world rankings. I think we've slipped right down.
Right, when you close the state down for 2 years through dishonesty and stupidity with a COVID and a vaccine edict and campaign that is proven to be absolutely fraudulent, what would you expect, Don? And when you are... So here we are. So we've spent... We are contributing $15 million to Netball Australia. Do you know what the debt, the state debt is?
About 162, I think it's gone up since...
The state debt is meant to be by the year 2025 $165 billion dollars.
I think it's 160 at the moment, isn't it? We all owe, you and I owe about 20 to 30
grand.
Yeah, 30. I was going to say every 20 to 30 thousand.
Every man, woman, and child in this state owns 25 grand through absolute reckless economic management through a government that just. We rely on no resources, at least Queensland and New South Wales and South Australia and Western Australia have some resources or something. All we do is borrow money from the Chinese.
Hang on, I've just realised something. You said 15 million. I bet that 15 million is the 15 million that was promised to Hawthorn at the start of the year by James Molino. And the others, gee, this has brought up a few things. Would this have to go to the budget? Would this have to, because that 15 million of Hawthorn had to go on the budget. I don't know whether it got approved, but Hawthorn still haven't got it. Would this netball payment have to be?
Oh, they've just shifted it from the Hawthorn ledger.
Did he just make it up on the spur of the moment so it didn't go through a budgetary process get approval?
Well, would that matter? Do they they just make anything up on the spot?
No, but would he have got approval?
How's Ian Cook going? He's standing against the Premier, isn't he, out in Mulgrave
Wherever? We should have found out. I should have given him a ring. I heard he got two. He had, I don't know whether
what
he called points of order or something. He's got knocked back onto.
What are you
something
talking
is
about?
Something. On his, you know, I call it against the Victorian government. It's going through the legal process at the moment.
Who is?
I Cook Foods and the Victorian government, the health department.
Oh, yes.
For being closed down. Now, there was something brought up a week or so ago. I should have rung him and found out.
But I tell you what,
he got knocked back.
Anyhow, the government are on the right. Anyhow, congratulations. We are the new sponsors and the government.
Will we get tickets?
To get tickets to the games, you could give shout outs to people that never heard of the podcast, but you like to go and watch women playing and give them shout outs, even though you don't know them. So, and they're on the right track, the Victorian government, that says here this is in their
latest. What about our health situation? That's in diabolical.
Yes, go ahead, Don.
In diabolical. And talking about this, that 15 million could have gone into our health situation.
Yes, I was talking about it. They're on the right track, the Victorian government, because, you know, they're hanging their hat on we are the most sustainable. We've tripled our share in renewables. We are the largest annual increase in renewable generation. We've got 3.6 terawatt hours we've increased it to. The Melbourne tram network is 100% solar powered. Do you know that?
What are you talking about?
This is the government. The government are spruiking how they are into.
Have you got a vote card there?
Yeah, it gets.
Who's it for?
Well, it's for someone who's. I don't fucking know. Neela Taylor, the Secretary of Health. She's saying that we are.
This dropped in your letterbox.
Of course it does. It's a flyer, Don, and it tells you how we're wasting money on renewable energy. Not wasting money, but. The farce and the folly of renewable energy to power this state and power this country when there's power outages and shortages and there's how about in Europe? Do you know in Europe in Germany there's a dozen villages are being raised to the ground, disappeared, and they're pulling down 8 wind farms to make way for. Vast open cut mines which produce coal, and they say they will be online until 2030 because energy and renewables are not sustaining Europe or Germany as they want, as power demand is increased as the winter comes in. And the United States are running out of diesel fuel. They are in disarray through this ridiculous green policy of renewable energies. I told you about the electric buses in California, one just self-combusted, standing there waiting to be used for the next day. It just burst into flames and they've taken them all off the road. It is a farce. It is ridiculous. And you are going to find deaths coming from people freezing because power outages are going to be rampant in America and in Europe, and we will follow the same pattern here with this nonsense. The government spending $15 million worth of our money to sponsor Netball Australia while they're pouring millions into renewable energy, which actually provides absolutely nothing.
Can you understand
to the standard of living of this country, of this state?
You're talking about the health. Wasn't there $2 billion cut off health from the federal government, yet Andrew's got nearly $2.2 billion for this bloody rail loop? Isn't there a bit of a conflict there?
Or a contradiction? Conflict and contradiction is what this government, state government, runs on, Don. But
we had a triple A rating. Did you realise this? Victoria, a triple A rating. We're down to double A. I really wonder what we're going to come out with at the next assessment. Was it cause and somebody do those assessments? Aren't they cause and...
cause and effect?
No. The company is called cause and something. And they do this rating. So Victoria was a triple A, went down to a double A. I'd like to know what it's going to come in now.
So you think, oh, well, what's the alternative? So what the Liberals, their great headline 2 weeks ago was that they're going to scrap the $1 Uber tax for shared rides on taxis and Uber cars. They're going to scrap the dollar that was a surcharge, which went to compensating, I presume, people who had taxi licences. That's a great announcement, isn't it? Could anyone give a stuff about the dollar being scrapped as an Uber ride, share ride tariff? Could you? Would you say that's a huge thing?
I've never used Uber, so you're telling me something I don't
know. I've never used Uber. I would use 1-3 cabs if I wanted to get around anywhere, because they were dudded. The taxi industry had to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars for a license, and suddenly people came in, could get their own car and drive you around in the name of Uber, who I see made an $8 billion profit in the States this year. Now, Don.
The other thing that irks me at the moment too, and it did the other day, and you're talking about percentages. Do you know if you went and got a coffee, well, I did over the weekend, 10% surcharge on Sunday, and yesterday not many coffee shops were open, and the ones that were open, it was a 15% surcharge.
Yes, because of...
Why?
Oh, because of penalty rates for holidays.
Hang on. You're in an industry...
Oh, don't... You're preaching to the converted, Don.
But
I understand.
You understand when you take this job on of hospitality, you will work these days.
Yes.
Now, that's your choice. Why?
But this is the bargaining strength of the unions, which is...
But there were a lot of places just closed down. Coffee shops
did not open, or
places to go and get something to eat did not open.
Well, now maybe they could take up this particular pattern of serving. I notice a federal judge, this is in America, a federal judge has ruled in favour of bikini-clad baristas. People complained that they weren't complying to the dress code, because if you go into a restaurant or business facility, you have to, you know, sometimes you can't wear denim and sometimes you can't wear open shoes. And they said the baristas who were serving coffee, making coffee in bikinis, you'd want to hope that they're good-looking baristas.
Why?
Well, you wouldn't want...
That's subjective.
I'm talking about men and women. We're just being non-binary.
No, subjective as to who's good-looking and who's not.
No, it's not.
It is.
So would you want a porker?
Porkers do appeal to some people.
So, Don, would you want a large man or woman in bikinis? Let's say a man in a thong.
Well, if
but
it
I
turns
think
you
it's
on...
Basically, I think it's basically oriented towards... good-looking women. So would you want a large-ish woman, like a really large, an obese woman standing there in bikinis, so she
wouldn't work.
She's probably eaten half of them. You can't see them. She's eaten them through a coit. Would you want... What? They've probably gone up her bottom.
Oh, excuse me.
Well, I'm just saying.
Russell.
Not Russell Coit. Well, Russell Coit, we were going to get him in, but he's... He's very hard to get him in. Not that he didn't want to come in.
What, is he doing more documentaries or travel shows? Or?
Anyhow, would you want a large man or woman serving you coffee? The idea was to attract people to come in, and good-looking people, predominantly women, I'd suggest, or those signalling as women. Wait till we get on to the races. Wait till we get on to the Melbourne Cup. Why do they take pictures of men in dresses and think that people are interested in that?
I think a man won the millinery prize. Was that a man?
I don't know.
No, see, I'm being deadly serious. Was that a man walking? They did a quick shot last night on the news. You know,
a man in a dress.
No, he didn't. He didn't. The person didn't have it. Kind of a smock thing with pants, I think. But the hat, and it was quick grab. And they said, oh, the winner of the millinery prize. Shit, that's a bloke. No,
that's a hat, though.
It's a hat, yes.
A hat.
But the hat was on, I think, a bloke.
Did it have a fascinator on it?
No. It was a... No, it wasn't.
Well, you can have a hat. You're wearing a hat now.
I know. It was a bit similar to the hat I've got on.
Well, then a man can win a millinery prize. That's a millinery man's hat.
But didn't the racing people drop all that fashions on the field for men and women this year?
Oh, no.
I think they did. There's no barriers.
The headline... The A-list people who give gossip or give fashion in the Herald Sun, Jackie Epstein Rui Tekoa.
I think
him and Jackie Epstein do a very big fashion page in the Herald Sun, and they were out at the races yesterday covering all the finery and glamour out there. And I thankfully they didn't show any men wearing dresses out there, showing that we're woke and we've enlightened. And we don't want to watch men wearing dresses, do we? No one wants to see that. That's just sheer projection. Just showing that you're...
People had on their how to dress or standard dress, no athletic shoes. Could you believe anybody would wear athletic shoes to a function?
What, sneakers?
Yeah, well, sneakers.
Runners.
What are they? They wear those...
Spikes.
They don't wear... You idiot. You know, it's fashionable to wear white running shoes, now.
And they said you couldn't wear running shoes.
Yeah, you couldn't wear those into official the functions.
Really? Could you wear denim?
No.
Oh, couldn't you?
No. And I also, talking about
standards... Isn't it amazing in this day and age when men can go dressed as women and can wear anything and you can't wear runners or denim?
And I watched the parade in those mounting yard, and glad to see the strappers, the majority were wearing suits, and the female strappers were...
Wearing anything?
No. No, very well. One was in a dress, and I thought, this is really lifting the standard, because everything is really done very, very well.
Very
the jockeys
well.
Are turned out, the horses are turned out beautifully, the owners, the trainers are all collar and tie and whatever else, but the strappers, they just dragged them in off the street. But this year, they're collar and tie, and they were very presentable.
Anyhow,
except for one or two.
Jackie Epstein and Rui Tekoa. They had a very good spread in the paper about the Melbourne Cup and the fashion, and luckily no men in dresses. And I spoke to Phoebe, or I texted Phoebe.
How is she?
Fiona Byrne.
I haven't spoken to her. Were we on?
No, I don't think she's given us the flick.
I don't know. I haven't heard from her for a while.
I don't think she's been warned.
She hasn't been in.
She's been very busy. She said...
Busy. She could pick up the phone.
She said... And she does a very good fashion spread, because she's not a gossip columnist, because I don't think she likes being called a gossip columnist. She is a fashion or a personality-driven commentator, isn't she?
I don't know.
If you're thinking I missed her out in the spread that Jackie and Rui did today, she's on Sundays. So her day will come on Sundays, because what's on Sunday? The Oaks? No, not the Oaks. What's on Thursday?
Stakes Day, isn't it?
No, Thursday's called...
Oaks are Thursday.
Women's
Saturday,
Day, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's meant to be Women's Day. Person's Day now. Didn't it used to be Women's Day on Thursday?
Yeah, Oaks.
Well, Oaks was Women's Day. It wouldn't be Women's Day now, though. It'd be Person's Day.
Women let themselves down, don't they?
What?
I was looking at some of those women yesterday. They let themselves down, don't they? They get dressed up to the nines, very presentable.
Then they get fly blown.
Exactly.
Well, and then that's all right.
Then they're just anybody's, aren't they? The way they carry on.
Well, that's their release.
Release.
Yeah, but men do it. Men vomit on themselves and go into cubicles and illicit drugs.
Do they really?
Would there be drugs out there? God, you wouldn't go out unless you're on drugs. So Phoebe said, I didn't speak to her, we exchanged texts. She said she thinks the doc is in Melbourne. Doc, you know.
Really?
Doc Fordham.
He wouldn't.
Well, she said she thought the doc was at the races. I looked at the machine then, I thought we weren't recording. When it's red, it means we're recording, doesn't it?
Oh, don't ask me, idiot.
No, I think we're recording.
Red means stop.
What? Red. Yeah, well, if I pressed it, it would stop. But it's going now.
Yeah, but if you press the red button, it'll be green, means go.
If I've been talking to you and you alone, Don, that's it. I'm snatching this. That's it. We won't do this anymore. I wonder if we
have a look at the cadence bars.
The cadence bars haven't worked for 6 months. Don, if we stopped doing the podcast, do you think anyone would care?
I just hear this is a
gratuitous shout out. I was just walking down where I live yesterday in rain. It was pissing rain, and this man shouted out to me. He said, "Love the podcast, Sam." I said, "Give us your name, mate. I'll give you a shout out." He said, "Oh,
yeah, they do that, don't they? His name's Reese."
Reese, as in Reese Jones.
You just didn't happen to look up and Reece, look at Reese Plumbing Supplies.
Reese Jones, Reese.
R-E-E-C-E. That's like the plumbers.
No, Reese.
Plumbing Supplies.
No, his name's Reese. Not Reese is R-E-E-C-E. Reese.
You can spell it a million ways.
What's the main man's name who played for Carlton?
R-H.
If you say H, I'll cut you off. What's the name of the boy who got reported 800 times and played for Carlton?
Reece Jones.
Reece Jones. He spells
his
name.
That's his surname.
Hmm? Yeah. R-H-H-Y-R-H-Y-S, isn't it, Reece? Anyhow, Reece is it. He said, "Love the podcast, Sam." And I said, "What's your name?" He said, "Reece." He was a tall, dark, presentable man with glasses. He looked like sort of a young Clark Kent. You know Clark Kent? He used to be Superman.
Yeah, he's Superman.
Anyhow, he just said, as he passed in the rain, he said, "Love the podcast." I reckon hell of a lot of people listen to the podcast.
I don't know.
You don't know?
I saw somebody at the show jumping on the weekend, Ed. His name's Ed. I won't mention his surname because he'll get a little embarrassed. Didn't mention it. He used to mention it all the time. "Oh, I love it. You know, love the podcast." "Oh, don't mention." Anyway, Ed, saw him on the way. He didn't say anything about the pod. Maybe he's dropped off. He's as a listener.
Maybe he's dropped off.
As he doesn't listen anymore to the podcast.
Well, but you said that he didn't want to be identified.
Well,
so
initially, you know, when I first saw, you know, he's very effusive in praise for the podcast and whatever. And, I'll give you a shout. No.
That's right. So he probably said, he probably listens, but he didn't want to mention that he was still listening in case you gave him a shout-out.
Oh, by the way.
Which you've just given him indirectly, given him a shout-out, even though he didn't want to be a mention. What's his surname?
No, I'm not going to say.
Ed.
That's all he... talking about show jumping. Hey.
Well, we weren't talking about show jumping.
Oh, yeah. I said I saw him at the show jumping. This weekend. Fine weekend. It's going to be in the 20s. Go down to Barneo, the Australian Championships.
You're going to mention the restaurant again?
Yes. What is it called, that restaurant?
Speaking of food. Now, Kate Save.
Oh, yeah, Katie. I saw her.
Well, yeah, Kate Save from Be Fit Food ran this great competition, and we announced it here, and she had the winners, and I thought she might have... I presume she sorted out the winners because she didn't give me the information to read out today.
She's probably gone away.
Well, she wouldn't have gone. Where would she have gone?
Well, everyone's away, didn't you? Oh, you didn't drive down, but today the traffic was very light.
No, but
that's
still
the trouble with our society.
People
have got
to eat, Don. But she'd still be serving beef.
Everybody goes
fit
away.
Food to
we
them.
Don't work anymore. Do you see in New Zealand they're trialling a 4-day, well, they have been, and they're going to bring it over to Australia, 4-day a week.
The woman from the Greens. What? The woman from the Greens has suggested.
Which one? Lydia Thorpe?
No, Lydia. Why hasn't Bant, you know, that treacherous.
Yeah, Adam.
What?
Adam Bant.
Whatever his name is. Adam. Isn't he the leader?
Yes.
Well, he's the man who wouldn't stand in front
I
of the Australian
because they've
flag.
Only got one representative. Haven't they only got the
why,
one?
Why didn't she get the arse when she I made know. Those ridiculous, disgraceful comments and also was
Hang
found
on,
to be going out
one,
with a bikey?
Hang on, no. Yeah, the worst one was when she said the woman was, infertile or something. That was shocking.
Anyhow, she suggested, it's not that she didn't, not Lydia, another woman from the Greens suggested, oh, well, people could spend more time with their family, so let's just have a four-day working week.
We're gone in Australia.
That's the beauty of the Greens. No, Australians they speak don't. Absolute shit because they know they'll never have to put their
but
policies.
But they don't give any of their policies, they don't give any thought to.
That's right, because they know they'll never have to implement them because no one will ever vote them in.
At least it's a talking point. I suppose they're a minority and that's what minorities
so
are doing,
Kate,
aren't they?
Kate Save,
yeah.
Be Fit Food. There were some very worthy winners, Don, who are now $500 richer, I presume, in product. And I hope that's going well because she was going to try and save people. Maybe some of the people who eat her BeFit food could serve coffee as baristas in bikinis. That's maybe an aim of some people. I wonder if someone wrote in and said the reason they want to get Kate Save's Be Fit Food program is because they want to wear bikinis and serve coffee as a barista at a fashion house or somewhere. Would you go in and buy coffee from a woman serving in bikinis?
If it was decent coffee, I'd find it hard finding a decent coffee at the moment.
No, but so
if she made decent coffee, I would.
I reckon the coffee would be incidental, Don.
Would it?
You know, what happens if you went in and... Because the doc, remember the doc, Jimmy Stewart.
Yeah.
He gave us the aroma.
You haven't lit that
aromatic candle that says that came from what's her name? Bloody what's the girl's name? The
Gwyneth
actress?
Paltrow or somebody?
Yeah, Gwyneth Paltrow said this smells like my vagina. Imagine going into.
Why haven't you lit
that's
that?
That's what the candles. I'm not going to light it.
Why don't you light the candle?
Because I'm not sure. I'm not sure I want to smell. Don.
You need some matches. Would you,
if I could go in to buy a coffee from a barista wearing bikinis, and I thought her. She might, her vagina, Don, that's, you can say that, smelt like.
Oh, geez.
Well, geez. Gwyneth Paltrow. Gwyneth
how
Paltrow is actually marketing.
Yeah, but
a
how
product.
Can you market that?
Well, there it is.
Oh, it's no, somebody's.
It's gone gangbusters.
It couldn't.
It has, Don. It took the doc 6 months to get that from the States. Boy. They ran out of wax and they had to check. I presume they had to ring Gwyneth up and say, Gwen, we're going to have a reboot of a candle. Is that still what it smells like? Your vagina. Don. That's what she's saying that it smells like.
Who's saying that?
Gwyneth is.
Oh, she could.
And if you
went
in.
Is she going hard up? Is she hard up for a quid?
If I think she's made a hell of a lot of money by people buying the candle, Don. So, Don, if you went into, Don, buy a coffee from a woman wearing bikinis, a good-looking woman, I'm saying you wouldn't go in and buy one from a woofer, would you?
The name would have to be.
You wouldn't want a coffee made by a woofer, a man or woman. Well, woman. You'd want him made, and if Gwen was in there, he could kill two birds with one stone. You could get a nice coffee, and if Gwen was making coffee in bikinis, you could see if the coffee smelt like the coffee should, and Gwen's bits and pieces smelt like the candle smells like. Now, Don. So that's would you buy a coffee? I reckon if we set up a coffee shop, if we started, Peter down here that we get coffee from, if he had a Sheila in there wearing bikinis making coffee, you'd be drinking 12 cups a day. 12 cups a day you'd be drinking, and you wouldn't care what it tasted like. So that was Kate's save. I'm not sure how Kate's going. I'm sure she's going well.
I had one of her meals last night. I've gone off fish and chips, and when you just
her fish and chips.
Well, no. When you're batching,
Have been for 15 years.
Yes, mm-hmm. You get sick of cooking. Oh, well, I certainly do.
But you're eating Kate's food.
Yeah, but hang on. So what I've done, instead of going down for fish and chips or Chinese, when I'm getting sick of cooking, I've gone to the supermarket and bought one of her meals.
Well, good.
Well done. And I think it's a little bit more healthy.
Speaking of the Chinese, now, please, I hope people listening to this won't... This is not meant to be racist. It is not racist, and it's not... What's that thing when you have a go at a country? It's called xenophobia. I think it's called xenophobia. I was intrigued. I was in a Chinese, went and ordered some Chinese food the other day. And they have these spring rolls and they've got rock lobster in them. Well, they say they're rock lobster.
In those little spring...
They're probably reconstituted fish, but they call it rock lobster. And I said, could I have 4 rock lobster rolls, please? And she said... I won't do the accent. I could do the accent, but she
You're very good at accents.
Yeah, she said, I want the lock lobster. And I said, she said lock lobster. And lock. I said, so that's what they do. The Chinese, this is, and they pick us up on, and I pick you up on saying H and all. They transpose, she said, if you can say rock lobster, she said, do you want 4 lock lobster rolls? Hmm. And I said, lock lobster. I said, I want rock lobster. So if they can say lock lobster, why can't they say rock lobster? How do you transpose those?
People have got affectations. Like,
and then I said, and then she said, do you want wedgies with that?
Wedgies is when you rip some.
No, wedgies. That was
potato wedges.
No, good, well done. No.
Wedges.
I said, wedgies? What sort of wedgies? She said, green wedgie.
Veggies.
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 So she said, do you want some lock lobster with wedgies?
You wouldn't know what you were doing.
That's it. I took a
while. So what did you do?
Well, I ended up having the rolls and the veggies, but it took a while to... And she probably couldn't understand me either. So I'm not having a go at it. And then someone said during the war, they used to say... During the World War II, just because they knew the Japanese were listening in, they used to say, lots of luck, Larry. Lots of luck, Larry. So if you translate that into what they can't say, that'd be, rotcha ruck, Larry. Lots of luck, Larry. That made me laugh. So this is by no means.
So what the Japanese would listen in.
Yeah, and they'd say, if they wanted to do
lots
a code.
Lots of luck,
say,
Larry.
Lots of luck, Larry. And that would confuse them because they'd
Why?
Say. Well, because they'd write it down and they'd say, oh, sir, someone said, rotcha, ruck, rarry.
You're an idiot.
Don.
You are.
Don, this is by no means, just intrigued me. If you can say rock lobster, lock lobster, why can't you say rock lobster or wedgies or veggies? So, and as I say, they laugh just as much, not laugh, they are bemused just as much at us speaking like that, and at least we give them great credit because you can't speak Chinese, can you?
No.
Well, only when you're pissed you can. I can't speak Chinese, so at least they're multilingual, multilinguists, Don. So that's – so, no, don't – did you wind
well,
me up?
Well, yes, I'm winding up.
Now, hang on.
I'd like a coffee.
Well, two things. Okay. The doc's ringing in, I hope. Oh, yeah. So two things quickly. Now, I'm making an executive decision on your behalf. I haven't run this by you. You know Dr. James Stewart?
Yeah, I met him the other
– yeah, he gave us the candle and he was –
we met him the other night, Jimmy.
So I have several – it's a bit like the bloke who said, oh, listen to the podcast. So people say about the marijuana oil.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So I'm going to ask Jim – James, if he will come in on a sort of semi-regular basis and he can explain. I get asked questions about the marijuana oil and what's in it and what's it do and who's it help and what. And I said, mate, don't ask me, I just take it. It would be best to get someone in. And if Jim would come in, we're not paying him, but if he'd come in here sort of every month or so and give advice, not advice, but tell us. Or I could ask him the questions that I get asked and I could write them down and I could say, now, someone asked me this in the street, Jim. What is it good for this or does it help this? And he could come in and he could come in, Don. Don?
Hmm.
Concentrate on what I'm doing. I know there's someone walked down the stairs. Don't, Don, don't concentrate on what I'm saying.
I am.
So I'm going to get. Would that be
Jimmy?
Would that be all right with you if I asked? He mightn't want to come in, but I think it'd be best for him. And then that's finally. I'll stop this now, Don. But then finally,
just on that, I had an ex-teammate ring the other day, and he rang back, and in 5 days he's noticed the relief that he's now getting from using this marijuana.
Well, there
oil.
You are. And see, and he could be give...
5 days, I said to him, he's sorry.
He could give anecdotal evidence. He could say, look, I took this, and the doc could say, if he could come in, he might want to come in, although I don't think he's averse to speaking into a microphone. I think he's out there a bit, the doc, signing autographs at the grand
he's
final.
He's a marathon runner. Do you know he ran marathons?
And he signed autographs at the grand final.
Did he?
Oh, I think I saw him there doing that, and he had little photos of himself.
Of him, really?
I think so. I'm not sure. Now, Don, and then michaelchristianmenswear.com.
Oh, how's he going with those giggle hats?
No, the
bucket
hats. Yeah. If you want a... You cannot be serious hat, michaelchristianmenswear.com. Very, very reasonable price of $34.99.
When is he going to drop it?
If he drops it, Don, he won't be dropping it because we own the franchise.
Oh, really?
Well, of course we do. Oh. No, we don't. He's doing it, and he's into his fifth run now. He's had to get five different... orders from hats. They're just going out.
You
like
mean suppliers?
Hot cakes. No, not... No, he's had to reorder them five times.
Well, he's... Well.
And they're going really well.
Gangbusters?
Gangbusters. And finally, I'm closing on this, a woman left a note on my windscreen of my car, and I'm always very worried about reading notes that people leave on the car because some of them say...
How did she know it was your car?
Oh, because she probably saw me get out of it. I would reckon.
Anyway, tell me what the note said.
And her name is Leah Macy.
Yeah.
And she said...
Should you read her name out? Should you read her name out? She might be embarrassed.
No, or she wouldn't. There's the letter.
Jeez, give us a look
at
it.
If you think I'm making it up.
Far out. That's she's taking a bit of time. Do you want me to read it out?
Yeah, you read it
out. My name is Liam... I am a member of the South Melbourne community.
I can read it out properly.
Well, I don't want to embarrass her.
I will read...
Hi, what? Sam.
My name
we
is...
We manage the op shop. Oh.
The South Melbourne Community Chest Committee she's
in
on.
In Bank Street.
In Bank Street, South
that's
Melbourne.
That's good that they do
the
that.
The op shop.
And all our funds are dispersed to local kindergarten. Well done.
Go on. And
NFP organisations. What's non-profit or... Yeah, non...
Yes,
something
NPF.
Profit something organisation and clubs across the city of Port Phillip.
Yes.
We have not improved on our fundraising.
Oh, anyhow, Don,
we have not improved. Geez, what's her name?
Leah.
Leah, you're writing.
Nice and very nice writing. Anyhow, the bottom line is, Don, she wrote a very nice letter, left it on the windscreen, and said, could I give a shout out to the South Melbourne Community Chess Committee? And if you'd like to go into the op shop in Bank Street, South Melbourne, and buy some stuff, there's plenty
She's
of.
She's asking you to pop into the shop.
Yep.
Finding something you would like.
Yes.
And posting it on your Instagram page with. I don't know, is it tag or something?
Yes.
South Melbourne
That's
op
right.
shop. So she wants you to go into yes. the shop, buy something, well, and I'm then just, put it on your Instagram.
Well,
they're looking for new means of fundraising.
Right, well, I'm dipping a
toe. Well, why don't you do it?
Why don't you, Don, I'm dipping
a
toe.
Why don't you go and get
it? Well, I'm dipping a toe in the water by mentioning it here now. And if I can work out, I don't think the address is very clear there where she is. I was going to call in, but I couldn't find out. Can you see
what,
the address?
Bank Street?
Well, have a look there. What's
yeah,
the address?
Yeah, Leah Macy, and it is the South Melbourne Community Option.
What's the address?
Bank Street, South Melbourne.
Well, Bank Street, whereabouts in Bank Street?
Well, she didn't put
That's
the number.
That's correct. So anyhow, Leah, I'm giving you a shout out here on the podcast.
Sam.
Yeah,
oh, that's
Sam,
on the back
That's
of it.
Me, that's right.
God, she's gone to a lot of effort.
She has, and that's good. So, all right.
No, I'd do that. South Melbourne, Bank Street, South Melbourne. I was just going to say, that's in South Melbourne, isn't it, Bank Street?
Yeah, Don, it is. That's where we are. Yeah, that's it. Don, it's in Bank Street. All right, Don.
It's a well-known street.
We're going to close down now.
Is that where Channel 7 were, Bank Street?
No, they're in Dorcas.
Dorcas. Was it on the corner of Dorcas and Bank?
Oh, I don't know where. That's just, Leah didn't give the
come on,
address.
Leah. We want the number of Bank.
All right. Well, shut up a minute. So I'm closing this down now, Don, and I think the doc is coming on. Wouldn't it be great if the doc suddenly wandered in here because Phoebe said she thought he
was
in Melbourne.
We'll ask him.
Along with Jackie Epstein and Tui Katoa.
Louis' granddaughter.
What's his name was? Louis. What's
the rock writer. The music writer.
What's his name? Rui Takoa. And they were out there at the races and very, very good. So here we go. That's it now, Don. And well done again for sponsoring Netball Australia. We are now the proud sponsors. You and I and everyone else.
As long as I get a ticket to the game, that's all I'm interested in.
Right, here we go.
I'm open around the streets late at night. I'm worried because you ain't